On September 11th, Latin American Viewpoint, the monthly academic interchange of the Latin American Faculty of the Social Sciences of the University of Havana, was dedicated to commemoration of the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Chinese People's Republic. The three panelists at the event are Cuban scholars who are China specialists. Eduardo Regalado, researcher of the Center for the Study of International Policy, began his presentation with the observation that the anniversary of the founding of the Chinese People's Republic merits attention because of China's great achievements with respect to economic and social development, its successes in the construction of a socialist model, and its present role of world leadership in the development of a multipolar world system and South-South cooperation. Regalado reviewed the different stages of the development of the Chinese socialist model in the epoch of Mao Zedong. Regalado observed that Mao was guilty of ultra-leftist errors, including the promotion of economic and social changes that were beyond possibilities defined by existing economic and social conditions. However, China in the time of Mao experienced an annual growth rate of 4.4%, which made possible the reduction of poverty and an increase in life expectancy. Nevertheless, China remained at the time of the death of Mao a poor and economically backward country. This situation led to a new direction, led by Deng Xiaoping, emphasizing the development of the productive forces through the modernization of agriculture, of industry, of defense, and of science and technology. It was not a matter of abandoning socialism, but of adopting a new economic model for the development of socialism, facilitating an economic development that would contribute to the well-being of the population while maintaining structures of popular democracy developed in the time of Mao. Sustained economic growth has been the result. An economic annual growth of 9.7% from 1978 to 2016. China has become the second largest economy in the world, and it is projected to become the world's largest economy by the year 2032. During the period of sustained economic growth, there has been in China a continuous reduction in poverty. In response to my question concerning Xi Jinping, the current head of the state and the party in China, Regalado observed that he considers Xi Jinping to be a great leader. He noted that he launched a successful campaign against corruption in China, and he has led the nation in developing cooperative relations with all nations and regions of the world. He further observed that Xi Jinping has been steady in the current commercial confrontation with the United States. Dr. Elda Molina, researcher of the Center for the Study of the International Economy of the University of Havana, focused on finances. She observed that an important aspect of China's modernization has been its internal reforms and external advances that enabled it to insert itself into the structure of international finances. In recent years, China has been playing an active and protagonist role in the international financial structure. China now is in third place in the world as a receptor of direct foreign investment, and it is second only to the United States in direct foreign investment in other countries. But unlike the United States, China's direct foreign investment is oriented to the underdeveloped world, with investments that are beneficial for their economic development. In addition, China's loans to underdeveloped countries surpasses the total lent by the World Bank. Molina also observed that China is seeking to establish its currency, the yuan, as an international currency used for international commerce and investments and for international reserves. Although China has had gains in this regard, the yuan has not yet attained the status of an international currency, inasmuch as the U.S. dollar continues to be the currency used by a strong majority of international transactions and international reserves. Dr. Gladys Hernandez, research at the Center for the Study of the World Economy, reiterated that the Chinese Socialist Revolution is one of the most important socialist revolutions in the world, in part because of its economic successes during the last 40 years, and also because its reduction of poverty in China has been continuous. Radio Havana, Cuba will be broadcasting each day next week an interview with Gladys Hernandez in which she discusses the economic relation between China and the United States. There is a tendency in the United States toward ultra-leftist criticism of China based on the mistaken assumption that China's modernization since 1978 has involved an abandonment of the idea of socialism. But how do we define what socialism is? Is it not the case that socialism must be defined in the context of the practice of it? Which means in the context of socialist movements in particular nations that have attained an advanced stage or that have attained political power in a particular nation. Here it is relevant to observe that all the socialist projects that have attained political power in the world have departed from the classic doctrines of Marxism and the socialist projections of the Western world. This phenomenon can be observed in China, Vietnam, Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Bolivia, and Ecuador. On what practical foundation, then, can commentators from the United States, a country in which socialist movements have been limited, make criticisms of the practice of socialism in any of these nations? I would recommend more of a listening mode, so that we from the countries of the North might come to understand how socialist movements in these countries were able to take political power. It would be convenient for the established neocolonial world system if the peoples of the world were to believe that nations defining themselves as socialist are not truly socialist. With this belief, we might come to believe that socialism is not possible and that a better world is not possible. We all have the duty, especially those of us from the global north, to stand with the neocolonized peoples of the planet who today fervently proclaim that a better world is possible, a proclamation proved by the nations of the world that are constructing socialism in practice. This is Charles McKelvey reflecting on the unfolding global popular socialist revolution forged by our peoples in defense of humanity.